choose to come here?
It was a good fit, and I've never been in this type of situation, but, you know, a situation arose where Aaron got hurt, and, you know, we're kind of similar. So I thought I could come in here and help out.
When you saw how they used tight ends last year, last couple of years here from the outside, what did you think?
It's how tight ends should be used, and they do a good job. They do a real good job.
Have you had a chance to meet with Brady yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been in, you know, the playbook just nonstop, so a little bit, but, I mean, he's Tom Brady, you know. I got a lot of work to catch up and, you know, get on the same page as these guys.
What did you think about the Patriots from the outside? I know everyone has a different opinion about this organization one way or another before you signed them.
Well, with Coach, I mean, he's, you know, one of the best of all time, and I'm not surprised by anything that's going on here. They do things and they practice and obviously play in the game is like you're supposed to. You know, teams model themselves after the Patriots.
You mentioned maybe some similarities to Aaron Hernandez in your game. What would be some examples that you might provide?
Well, I mean, you just have to watch tape. But, I mean, there's some similarities there. But, man, he's probably one of the most versatile tight ends in the game, if not the most. And he goes all around the field. He could play any position. So he's very versatile in what he does, and he's smart. So he's a very good player.
How much do you pride yourself on being a versatile tight end?
You know, I do. But it's going to take me a while to, you know, catch up to where he's at.
At this point in your career, is there anything that you need to prove either to yourself or to others?
I think every day, you know, you have to prove yourself. You know, with what happened in Seattle, I can't say much about what happened. It is what it is, and I have to move on.
There were some reports about the health of your right knee being questioned. Do you feel good about where you are at this point?
I think that's a question every year, you know. The thing I concentrate on is not missing games, because then there's nothing to hold against me.
How does that work? People say your knee is a mess or it's a major question, but you never miss any games. How do those two things work?
I would say will, man. Overcome. And, you know, this is my dream to play. So, and like I said, if I was missing games every year or something like that, it would be true. But
Do you play in a lot of pain?
Yeah. But, you know, it doesn't matter.
You also feel, Kellen, you have something to prove, though, by, you know, all the doubters who say that you can't stay, you know, you can't stay healthy. You're out to prove something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kellen, you came here and worked out before, but they didn't sign you then. But then Coach called you just a few days ago. What did he say this time?
Well, I didn't work out. I just came in here and met with him. So just a meeting.
What did he say when he called to say we want you on board?
You know, get your butt on the plane and get over here.
Kellen, what did they tell you in Seattle? I know that was a surprise. What did they tell you just when they made that decision as to why?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I'm moving on, and it doesn't really matter.
Since that time, I know you met with the Patriots. Did you meet with anyone else from the time that Seattle let you go to now, other than the Patriots?
Yeah, there was a couple teams, but you know, it's all about, you know, when I got released, it was probably the worst time to get released. But you just basically waiting. And a situation arose, and I'm here.
How'd you feel the practice went yesterday as you try to get integrated into the playbook and the mix here?
I did okay. I got a long way to go, though. I mean, I got a bunch of work to do.
Do you feel like there's a benefit coming in the same week as Deion Branch, someone who knows the offense very well?
Obviously, yeah. I mean, he's a great player, but I mean, I have so much to do. I can't even focus on other people.
What are your expectations for here? I mean, this team has like 3,000 tight ends. How do you, how do you separate yourself?
Just make plays. Just make plays, and they'll find a way.
From what you've seen so far of the playbook, does it have any similarities to what you've done in the past, whether it be at Cleveland, Tampa, even the limited time in Seattle?
you know, at the end of the day, football is football. But, you know, what they're doing here is, I mean, the volume of the playbook is a lot. And it's going to take some time to get used to. But, you know, at the end of the day, football is football. But it's just, you know, verbiage and getting used to the calls, getting used to Tom's cadence, and just knowing not just what I have, but what everybody has, because people switch positions here.
Kellen, when people walk in and new players come into this team, especially mid-season, they say they notice a big difference. Expectations, leadership in this locker room, leadership obviously on the coaching staff. What do you notice?
I mean, I'm not shocked by anything. That, I mean, that's why they win Super Bowls around here. And so I'm not shocked by anything. I expected it. You know, the way these guys prepare, I already knew, so.
Had you had any background with Coach Belichick?
Just going against him. Not really, though, and knowing he's a great coach.
No Pro Bowls or anything like that, seeing him there or anything?
No.
How much do you rely on your dad for advice nowadays?
For
as far as football.
Football?
Yeah.
He's my dad. You know, he doesn't. He's not the overbearing type of, you know, football dad guy. He's just my dad.
Thanks.
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 Thank you.